Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast! I am, in fact, your humble host, Scott Whitney. It's lovely to have you here. But wait a minute, who's next to me? Oh, she looks like a piece of candy. I would like to... No, no, don't you go rogue. She asked me to look at her. And so I am.
I just thought.
You light up my life.
Oh, wow.
You bring. Did you hear the moaning? That won't go rogue. Anyway, that's my naughty jelly sweet. I call her she who means everything to me.
My sun, my moon, my guiding star.
You may be wondering why I'm using that song. And the reason is, my voice is way down here today. So today, this Living in Las Vegas podcast is going to be brought to you by the brother Barry White. What was that? What were you calling me? White chocolate? I'm a little white chocolate to you. Scott Whitney, also known as White Chocolate here among the folks. First of all, big hand for our studio audience. And a big hand for the live chat, baby. Yeah. You know, what makes me kind of the white chocolatey kind of guy is that I'm hanging out with a knight of jelly sweet. What? Chicka-bow-wow. What'd you say, Barry?
My kind of wonderful.
Yeah, you are kind of wonderful. I like to call her Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand. We couldn't be sweeter up here, quite frankly. It's little white chocolate, little naughty jelly sweet. You know what? Oh, and if you listen, we've got other kinds of sweets here as well. You know, at the beginning of every show, I look forward to Melissa's pep talk. She gives me a little pep talk every show. And I've mentioned it a couple times. Last show was a little pep talk. I got a couple pep talks on this show. First of all, apparently I don't know how to order a show, and we almost went to blows just before the show. She's had a rough day at work, and she'll kick my ass if I don't behave. Oh, but wait, it gets better, kids. We have a slightly smaller. This should be a fascinating live audience show today.
It could have been worse.
We have a pregnant woman who's got morning sickness. We've got a competitor, a weight loss competitor, who won't laugh at anything I do. And my beautiful wife, who keeps telling me before every show, look at me, look at me. So I'm looking at you.
What
hey, everybody.
What about Jacob? He's in your corner.
Jacob's not going to laugh.
He laughs.
He'll choke a bit. No, I won't do it. I lean into her to talk to her and apologize because I'm a smart husband. And she goes, did you have tuna for lunch?
Well, you smelled like tuna.
Isn't that sweet?
You know what? You guys need it.
Don't make me cry on air.
I'm just saying what you guys might need to think about is some of those Wisp toothbrushes. You don't need any water. You just, and then scrub.
When Jacob came and hugged me four times before the show, he didn't say, did I have tuna breath, Jacob?
Well, did he have fish too?
No, I don't know. But it's, I had a fish fillet.
Did you smell tuna?
Don't answer that. Fuck. That's bad.
And I think I smelled it last week, too.
That's great. So maybe, far. Maybe,
and you know, the reason is, you know, I'm so sensitive to the tuna smell. I can't stand tuna. So, you know, he leans in to say something. I'm like, oh.
Good night. That's about right, 5 minutes. That's unbelievable.
Sorry.
You know, we were talking and we're all getting along. It's a big party here. And we're about, I don't know, 2 minutes out, maybe even a minute out to the start of the show. and she's all sweet, and we're talking about life and Christmas. And,
well, we're
and,
catching
and,
up.
And catching up, because we don't see each other very often.
No.
And I'm telling you,
this is where
minute,
we reconnect in front
right,
of the studio audience.
Millions of people. First of all, so about a minute before, out of the blue, anyways, yeah, I think that it'd be good to go to Christmas. By the way, don't rush me when I'm talking. That's the first thing she says to me. What are you
well,
talking about?
You
well,
rush
because
me.
Jackie tells me that you rushed me.
Sometimes you do rush me. Well,
okay.
I had that as my own opinion. Because last week I felt like I was telling my story and you got bored or whatever. You didn't like my story. I don't know what. And then you like start trying to get me to move along.
I didn't hear my gunshot.
Well?
Give me a gunshot.
I'm just saying.
I don't hear it, but hopefully you heard it.
I don't like that. I don't want to be rushed. I have, you know, something
things to say. And that was nice. It was sweet. And then
it was 15, a short request.
Yeah, and then 15 seconds before she said, you need to get a haircut.
And not that my hair looks so great today.
And by
but
the way,
there's a reason.
Look at all the other gentlemen in here. This is her now. Everybody else has a nice haircut. Why can't you have a nice haircut?
I didn't say it like that.
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
And if you don't catch us live and you're missing out on a lot of joy and love and kindness here, I would say, you can watch us on what? VegasVideoNetwork.com. You've got your iTunes. You've got your YouTube. You've got your Roku. Don't forget us on Twitter, VegasVideoNTWRK.com. Tweet us, and the first 400 tweets wins not a thing.
Thanks our for, love.
Our love, which is painful right now, quite frankly. I've had it, and right
don't
now
laugh.
I just,
don't
feel
laugh.
Good.
Studio audience.
Thanks
don't
to LASIK
laugh.
In Nevada
don't
for.
Him.
Okay. Thanks for LASIK in Nevada for sponsoring us. We think you guys are great. Thank you, Dr. Rothman. Maybe you could help me. Maybe you could just fix,
what?
I don't know, blind me. I don't care.
Use the laser. Use the laser and like.
Breath laser. Let's talk about our adopted child. We've had a lovely bunch of coconuts as our adopted children.
We're getting quite
I
a bunch.
I think they're very good kids. We've had, you know, the Kendall and the Christina, and we had Bob Scott here last week, and they've done a fine job. Of course, nobody has sent me a painting like one of my kids, which is nice.
Special.
Of course, Bob Scott
sends. Did you put it up? You know, you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we have
did
it,
you
up,
put
in
it
the,
up?
Yeah,
oh.
up in the studio. Of course.
I know you like artwork.
Sure, sure. Of course, Bob Scott sends alcohol, which makes him maybe the better son. Oh, jeez. Do you hear that? Literally, we almost got attacked by the audience. And oh, that's right. You have brought a lot of alcohol. And she's about to throw pens at me. Kind of neat.
You're in trouble with the women folk
but, you know,
in your
with,
family.
I know. So far, this has been a great show. And I imagine the women in the chat room are like, yeah, he sucks. There's nothing good about him at all. Oh, I was going to sing about the during the weight loss challenge. What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. Then you look like Scotty Whitney. Okay, anyway, so that's
what
why I didn't do it.
What the hell is going on here during the day?
We do a lot of hallucinogens right before
I
the show.
I think there's some interesting stuff going on.
This really is the happiest place on earth
is
other than Disneyland.
Is it because it's dark in here? Is it because you're like little mushrooms growing in
It's intentional.
Dark,
the darkness is intentional because it's fun. It's, you know, it's like a man cave or a pregnant woman who tells us how to lose weight cave.
Maybe you guys are
or she brings like heroin in here. Here, have one of these pieces of candy. Well, how much is that? That's 13 calories. No! And she's like, she was standing, she was lording over me saying, just eat one. Have one. Now what am I going to do?
Did you eat one?
No.
Why not?
Because they're 13 calories and I want to beat Wayne. Same thing. I tell you what, I'm going to put this out there right now. If somebody can teach me the technique where I can walk up and within a minute get serviced by somebody and a bartender, I will pay you $100 if you can show me how to do it. Because I just can't do it. I walk up there and I am I got the cloak of whatever. You can't see me.
And you act very patient when you go up there, which isn't.
Well, I don't know what to do. Know. I don't want to jump up and down. I want to hold up a dollar bill and go, hey.
You're not.
What do you do?
You're always very polite when you go up there, and you know, you're very.
I don't know what
patient.
The move is. I don't know if I should be like this, or if I should smile. I don't know what to do.
Or give him the stare down.
I know. I mean, or like, you know. I just don't know. Yes, we have a question from the audience. We're not going to be able to hear. Yes, and that happened once before. I was at a bar where we were meeting Dave and Alicia. Alicia and I went out to get drinks. I put Alicia up there. Well, my God, she got served in 30 seconds. How about that? Well, you know why? Because she's got better boobs than I do. And I can't do that.
But so, I have to admit that you do have a problem getting served.
It is. I don't know what it is.
But I don't know what a man should do. I don't know.
Donya. If you're a man, maybe and you have the technique, and I use it and it works, boom, a check to $100 for you. Because I would love to be able to figure that out. Anyway, I feel like I'm the straight man here. I don't understand. I'm working so hard, I get nothing. Anyway,
I'm
so
funny.
I didn't go,
Look, they're laughing.
Okay, so I didn't go to the pink house. Of course, she knew that.
To get out of the big house.
To get out, oh, God. Stand by. Sally, I'm not having
Thank
you on the show.
You.
If you're going
Thank
to support
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
All right. So anyway, so I just want to tell you what happened. That's all I want to do. It's really all. Let's do our adoption, shall we? We should have adoption music, like.
We totally
I
should.
I love little babies.
Jeez, man.
We should. You can recreate a little sound bite.
I could do.
I love you, mommy, daddy, pop, pop, mimi.
Oh, man, I have got to drink more before the start of the show. Okay, so today's adoption letter comes from Wayne.
Oh, Studio Wayne?
Studio Wayne. Here's what he writes. Dearest Scott and Melissa.
Oh, I love him.
He's nice, isn't he?
Dearest? That's great.
Oh, he's very sweet.
Charming.
He's a charming man.
He sure is.
Okay, it gets
and
better.
Your baby already buys you beer.
My baby buys me beer. One baby buys me beer, one baby
That's
tells me
good.
I'm a dumbass. Enclosed, please find my application for living in Las Vegas adoption, as well as the mandatory $100 filing fee that Scott quoted to me. Konnichiwa. Unlike previous adoptees, I am not Australian, resemble anyone on the History Channel, not sure what that means, or paint houses. I do, however, have seasoned rebel tickets, which, even if you don't like
rebels.
Basketball, can be scalped to help support Chris Phillips' drinking habit.
Do you really have Rebel tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are so good.
He would not lie.
Really?
Look at him. He's an honest man.
Well, this is looking good, Wayne. It's looking good.
So far, he's making it.
We had so much fun at that Rebels game. Remember when we went
We did, you wascally wabbit. Not to mention, adopting me will ensure the continuous bringing of libations to the studio weekly.
Did you bring this apple juice?
Mimi doesn't care for the wine, apparently. Being your adopted child will continue to ensure great things for me at the Vegas Video Network, as I will now be able to play the nepotism card as I continue to climb through the ranks.
That's right.
Smart
That's
man.
Right.
After Absolutely. The last 6 months of getting coffee and taking Scott's shirts to the cleaners, I feel that I am deserving of this achievement. Sincerest sincerities, Wayne. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present our newest child, Wayne Whitney.
Oh, yay!
Now, if you keep on that shot just for a minute, if you go back to camera four just for a sec, there he is, a happy man. Now,
Where are you? Are you at work there?
I've been told I'm not allowed to use certain terms, but Wayne has a name tag on just to remember what his name is. That's nice. He's sweet. But he does bring me the beer, so God bless Wayne and everything that looks like him.
I think Wayne is a lovely addition to the family.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Santa brought another gift.
I know.
Look at that. And so we are going to take a chance one more time. Because I am a complete idiot, and we're going to open this up live.
It's kind of heavy. Did you feel
on the air?
Feel how heavy it is. Now, don't shake it, because Marie goes into
shock. Marie will have a shot. So go ahead and open it up, and let's see what it is. I will do a play-by-play. It's beautifully wrapped.
It is beautifully wrapped.
Don't tilt it.
What do you mean, don't tilt it?
It's a bomb.
Is it liquid? Is there liquid in here?
Bombs don't like to be tilted.
Or shaken.
Or shaken.
Supposed to
it's lovely wrapped. You can tell a woman wrapped it because it's pretty. men don't rap very well. Unless it's Eminem. Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. That's why you're a doctor. Don't tilt it.
How about don't share? Honey, what are a couple of things that I really love?
Well, I can't
talk
about.
Besides you.
I don't know. Me.
I said you already.
My proclivity. Oh, yeah. Did
it
you hear
might
that squeal
have
over
this.
There?
It might have this on it.
Well, let me see. What is it? Come on, open it up so I can see it for the love of Jesus.
It says gourmet there.
Okay, good. Open it up. Let's see what it is. Let's go. Here we go. TikTok. Edibles. Edible what?
It's a very fancy box.
It's very fancy. And this is why you can't.
And let me just say on here it says lots of things that it might be. Gourmet chocolate,
nice.
Fresh fruit.
Nice.
What do you think it
is? Just open it up. Good Lord. It's an hour show. Oh!
That's nice. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh. No, I like those. Let me have one. Come on, let me have one. Come on, let me have one. I'll throw you off the show.
I think possession is what? No, okay, here we go.
It's a very nice gift.
It is. I just love you guys, because.
Yeah, show it. Over here, there you go. Look at that. Chocolate-covered strawberries. God damn.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Let me have one. Oh, such a... Melissa Whitney is the Costco killer.
These are so, they are, look phenomenal.
Yeah, they look great. Can I have one?
Oh my God, they smell so good.
Oh, you're so funny. Can
Thanks,
I have one?
You guys.
I'd like to have one.
You're going to eat it right now?
Yeah, I'd like to have one. Oh, for God, just give me one. I didn't get a chance to listen to him because we got to experience one of the great things about being in a bar in Las Vegas, and that is conversation with the guy who you don't know, who you just met next to you. And I won't give you the guy's name. I won't tell you where he works, Ken. But I won't tell you where he works. Big company here. Real big casino. But he was he's a craps dealer here in Las Vegas, and he's been a dealer now for, I don't know, 20, 30, I mean, he's been here for a long, long time. The quintessential Las Vegas local. And we just talked and talked and talked. It was so much fun.
Real nice
fun.
Guy.
Super nice guy. Pretty funny, pretty quick. And, you know, he's one of those let me buy you around kind of guys. And but some fascinating stories. So, you know, I'm asking him a lot of stuff. Some things I'm not allowed to talk about, but a couple interesting things. So I said, have you ever had any celebrities? And he said, yeah. I said, well, who was your favorite celebrities? Who was the person who you just thought was great? And two came to mind right away. And the first was Michelle Pfeiffer, which I never would have guessed that she would be nice. She goes, he said, yeah, she had a big entourage, and she was very polite and thanked everybody and was
real
sweet,
friendly.
You know, talked to everybody. It was really nice. And the other one was, and I've heard that he's a really good tipper, is Charles Barkley, the basketball player. And he said he was super friendly and, you know, tippity-tip-top-top. And, you know, and at these places, you don't get to keep the tips. You have to pool them and all that. But he said it was just really, really, really fun. So it's fun talking to Ken. Great guy. And he was fascinated about this whole online broadcasting. It was kind of cute because he's not a big internet guy. And it was kind of fun telling him what was going on. And then after that, we met the devil. And the devil comes in the shape of Parmesan wings.
What about the French fries?
And the French fries. And we ate those, and we ordered. We're like, well, what do you got? Now, we, you know, had a couple drinks. Well, what do you got? Well, we got wings. I said, well, what do you recommend? And this gal, who was all by herself in the stockings, the high heels, running the whole place by herself.
She was like Superwoman.
Awesome.
Amazing.
She's like,
really, she was an amazing, and you know what else? She wasn't really fluttered either. When we were talking to her.
She actually, you're right.
And she was calm, and she literally, there were hundreds of people in there, didn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
She was the only waitress on the floor, and she was cool as a cucumber, super nice, friendly.
Not stressed, friendly, talky, chitty-chatty.
Nice, had a sense of humor. I'm telling you, that is a professional waitress right there.
And that's why she may be, in fact, the devil. Because you don't know, you know, that's the greatest secret, the greatest trick of the devil is to make you pretend he doesn't exist. He does, says Kaiser Soze. He does, and he is a she working at MVP Sports Lounge. And here's how this happened. So I'm like, okay, well, let's get some wings. They're chicken. I eat Kentucky Fried Chicken a lot now because a leg is 70 calories.
That's different than fried.
A breast is 180 calories. Well, I didn't know that. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll have some wings. What do you recommend? How about one of these barbecues? Oh, no, no, no. What you want, and actually it's more like, what you want? What you want, Mr. Whitney, is these Parmesan wings, Parmesan garlic wings. I said, really? And we're kind of used to the kind of the barbecues. But you know, no, you want the Parmesan garlic wings. That's a lovely singing voice you have, miss. I don't know. I think you'll have that. I said, okay, so we'll order one of the, and here's why I'm an idiot. We'll have one order of the Parmesan wings and one order of the barbecue ones.
What's the hot, spicy one.
What's the collective calorie of that? I don't know. A billion? I don't know.
Well, so, you know how many 10 are.
Well, yeah, too damn many. So she takes her tail, tucks it back in her panties, and runs over to get her things. She brings the wings out, rickety-tickety-biggity-bop, they're back out. Here you go, Mr. Whitney. Okay.
But we were surprised because we didn't order fries, and they came
out
with
fries. Oh, yeah, they came out with the fries. You know the spicy fries.
And no, I just wanted to know, as excited as you were about the wings, this is what you kept doing. You kept eating a fry, and you were going, these are the best French fries. Aren't these French fries so good? Like, as excited as you are.
You know what? I don't think I even counted the French fries on my thing here.
As excited as you are.
I wonder if I did. Talk for a minute.
As excited as he is about the chicken wings, I'm telling you, every other bite was like, oh, my God, these are the best fries I've ever had. And I have to say, they were amazing. Amazing. You know, can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, hold on. I just wanted to see if I actually, under snacks.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Hold on. Yeah, no, I didn't include the French fries. Which is why
you didn't
I'm
include
still
the French fries?
Yeah, and my snack calorie content was 1,902.
Push-ups.
Yeah, 10 push-ups. Sorry about that. So the chicken wings were 720 calories. Then the garlic, the Parmesan garlic was another 600 calories, plus some rum. I don't even want to talk about it.
The French fries. Okay, but seriously, the food was so good, right? Wait, have you been to Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, because I usually know better.
Okay, so at Buffalo Wild Wings, you can get like 12 different flavors, and one of them is garlic Parmesan.
Yeah, that's where we got the calorie thing from, is from the Buffalo Wild Wings. Anyway, so what we learned today is that the devil wears high heels, and she works at MVP Sports Lounge.
She wears shorty shorts.
She wears shorty shorts, and she's very, very sweet. And her
Did
voice
you love
isn't really
them,
like
though?
This.
Did you love them?
Oh, they were just awesome. But what's so funny about this is that the next morning we wake up and I go rush off and weigh myself because I know it's going to be bad. And I'm up 1.2 pounds. I'm like, oh.
I was really mad.
And so Melissa and I almost got into, you know, we're like screaming at each, not screaming, but she was like, I'm so angry.
I wasn't mad at you.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed at each other.
But I wasn't upset with you at all.
No, yourself.
I thought you were going to say we almost got in a fight with each other. No.
And we're like, I'm like, no, but, you know, and you're like, well, we should have gone to hamburgers. And it was, see, the reason why I was freaked out about our conversation the next day is because you said, well, I'm hungry. Why don't we just go grab a burger, you know, over at McDonald's? And I said, no.
Well, because
let's just have the wings.
I know how many calories is in a cheeseburger. So yeah. I knew I had. Enough points to get that. You didn't do bad. You didn't make me eat them.
Hopefully somebody in
the
live.
Let me just say, it is not your fault. I never felt like it was your fault.
Thank you.
I could have said no, and you would have still taken me.
It's hard to say no to me because I'm compelling. Hopefully somebody in the live chat will save me. Wayne?
Actually, Wayne in the live chat wants to know where MVP is at so he can get you a gift card there.
Funny, I'm going to miss him.
Oh, Wayne, that's horrible.
If Wayne would only actually pay attention to the show, he would have known I've already said that. Sorry. It's pretty good, huh? Yeah, it was really a lot of fun watching these guys. So, Count Vamped, I give it a thumbs up. I say go to check this place out. Now, I will tell you this. The clientele can be a little intimidating. So we walk in there. We're in the bar. We see, you know, we walk in there. And we thought the show started at 9. It didn't start till 10. We got there a little bit before 9. So we walk in there, and there's not a lot of people there. Pay our $10 a ticket to get in. Head off to the bar, and we see Dave and Alicia. So we head over to Dave and Alicia, friendly face. I'm not there 15 seconds. And a guy comes up to me, hard guy. Hard. You know, he's got the tats. He's got the thick headband is like kind of in now, I guess, whatever. Oh, by the way, the bar says no motorcycle colors. You can't wear colors. Melissa's like, what do you mean colors? I'm like, I don't know. It sounds like it's a Crips and Blood thing. I mean, but it is. Like, apparently, motorcycle, like the Hells Angels have a color, I guess, and the Mongrels have a color or whatever. Can't wear colors. So I go in there. This guy approaches me, and he kind of comes at me pretty quick. I'm like, hey. And he's like, you were here yesterday, right? Nope. And he has this really crazy English, Irish brogue accent. Plus, he's drunk. So I can't understand a word he's saying. And the last thing you want to do is piss off a drunk biker guy. So I'm, you know, yeah. No, I'm not him. Sorry. No, I think you are. No, really, I'm not. This is our place. Okay, this is great. Did you do that motorcycle up there? Yeah, it's good. Okay. And then there's in sales, there's a thing called the David Letterman close. And that's the way you get people to go away. So I did the David Letterman close. I shook his hand. Hey, great to see you, man. Thanks. And hoping he would get the message. Well, he didn't. He decided that I wanted to be friends. So we hung out some more. Yeah. So, do you know the band? I don't know anything. I want you out. Get away from me. I want to learn about this diet thing. Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. So eventually he took off. I forgot my point on that. What was my point going to be? Anybody know? I was so freaked out. I wasn't going to tell the story of the guy until I remembered. That guy almost... Oh, yeah, well, there you go, hard clientele. And so you see a lot of guys in the biker stuff and the chains, and there was this girl. There's a picture that I think we had on Pub Crawl. Did we have this picture of that girl with the really big breasts on Pub Crawl with Alicia, sitting with Alicia? Did we do that, though? Okay, well, so we saw somebody. We saw this woman, blonde woman, who had each breast had to be this big. Yeah, it's about right. This big. Now, what do you say to that? Nothing. I didn't talk to her, of course. I mean, how you doing? How all three of you doing? You can't have that conversation with somebody. And you would think she was wearing a frickin' bathing suit top. So you could not know that she had large fake breasts. Well, guess what? She is one of those people, street performers, on Fremont Street. We saw her on New Year's. I swear, it was crazy. We were walking down, you know, Fremont Street, which we'll talk about in a minute. I'm like, hey, isn't that the girl at Count Vamped? And there's a little guy with, you know, the bandana with big tall boots, and he couldn't be 5'4", maybe. And he's kind of like a bodyguard. I'm like, well, if he's a bodyguard, she's in deep, you know what, because he can't be more than a $120. But same exact girl who was at Count Vamp was hanging out at Fremont Street, and people were taking pictures with her, and it's like just a freaking train wreck. I think with that, what do you think we'll wrap up the show, okay?
Sure. We've been hanging out a while.
That's good. All right. Thanks, everybody. That was fun and informative, I thought.
Me too. I liked it. I liked that. That was a fun thing.
Hey again, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you want to reach out to us a bunch of different ways, you can do the email on onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to be one of our adopted people, or if you just want to be on our Friends of the Living in Las Vegas website page, you're going to send the email to friends@livinginlv.com. Again, it's the toll-free number if you want your voice on there, 866-966-4599. Our Twitter address is @VegasVideoNTWRK. And don't forget, you could be there too. Thanks again to all of our artists. Thanks again to our single pregnant audience member. Thanks again to Wayne, who has offered me a milkshake. And we'll see you guys again next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Pick it.